Simon & Schuster Audio presents To Conquer the Air, The Wright Brothers and the Great Race for Flight by James Tobin. Read by Boyd Gaines.
Decoration Day, 1899. His father and sister had gone to Woodland Cemetery to plant flowers at the grave of his mother. His younger brother was busy elsewhere. It was a holiday, and the house was quiet. He could take care of the letter he had been meaning to write. He sat, took out paper and pen, and wrote, "The Smithsonian Institution, Washington. Dear Sirs, I have been interested in the problem of mechanical and human flight ever since, as a boy, I constructed a number of bats of various sizes. My observations since have only convinced me more firmly that human flight is possible and practicable. It is only a question of knowledge and skill, as in all acrobatic feats." He was 32 years old and unmarried. He was lean and bald. His lips were thin, and he usually held them tightly shut. He may have been self-conscious about his teeth, which had been smashed in a hockey game years ago. His ears flared. Only his eyes saved him from outright homeliness. 10 years later, when he was one of the most famous men in the world, reporters had trouble getting him to say much about himself, so they remarked on his eyes as indicative of the character within. "This man is strange and cold," one said. "That is, smiling and sympathetic. The countenance is remarkable, curious. The head that of a bird, long and bony, and with a long nose. The eye is a superb blue-gray with tints of gold that bespeak an ardent flame." He was a shrewd observer of people and of nature. Yet he once told his sister that, "My imagination pictures things more vividly than my eyes." The subject of his letter was not the sort of thing he would mention casually to a neighbor. On this block of Hawthorne Street, on the west side of Dayton, Ohio, the houses stood so close together you could name the song somebody was playing on the piano 3 doors down and make a fair guess who was playing. Aspirations here tended toward the sensible. The neighbors included 4 carpenters, 2 day laborers,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?